Thank you for watching Not My Bag.
If you're watching this, make sure to like and subscribe.
If you're listening, give a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify.
Rachel Adonaiji! Hello!
Oh, God. And welcome back to another episode of Not My Bag. And this week we have a special. We have the two queens fighting it out. Not Astrid Wet and Grace Barry, but we've got one of them. We've got Grace and Joe Bags.
I wish I was Astrid Wet.
Astrid Dry. Anyway, so today we've got four rounds. Some rounds you've seen before.
I like it.
Four rounds?
Fucking Billy's a lucky boy.
Me pussy's like, no.
Got ants in her pants, this one.
PG. So we've got four rounds. Some of the rounds you would have seen before. We've got some new rounds as well. Mm. But these two are going to be battling it out to be, I don't know, what do we win?
The truest diva.
The biggest puff.
The biggest, who's going to be the biggest pussy?
So, yeah, I think we should just get straight into it.
Let me in there.
Also, who likes my suit?
Not me.
It's quite tight. But today I am David Dickinson, also known as Dickinson's Real Deals.
It's giving
Fat Puss.
Fat Puss, Fat Puss.
And we've got Horse. So, yeah.
It's giving Greatest Showman.
It's giving I can't actually breathe properly.
Can you not? No. Too many gains.
I got it.
Go on, shower button. You know you want to shower.
I can't. The sweat patch is unreal.
Crazy.
Unreal. 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 Anyway, let's get straight into round one.
Round one. I feel like I'm on a countdown.
Yeah. Right. That's so we need, so for this round, we need the paddles, guys.
Okay.
And I'll be asking, obviously, the same
keeping
question.
Keeping score, too.
I won't be keeping score.
Okay.
I'll be having
scorekeeper.
Scorekeeper, aka Rosie, aka producer.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. So who's what colour?
I'll be purple.
Okay, so for the listeners at home, Joe is purple. And you wait.
No, I'm purple.
Okay, it's my
he
first
does this every time.
It's my first day on the job. This is my first gig.
I should be the Britain's
with
got
the
talent.
EA Sports thing.
EA Sports in the game.
I think that's quite good.
I don't know what the fuck he's talking
that's
about.
That's FIFA.
Have okay. you ever played EA Sports?
Anyway.
So Grace is purple. Joe is orange. Mm-hmm. I'm going to ask you a question. We've got a lot of questions.
Yeah.
Okay. Hopefully whoever wins this has got the biggest cock.
Okay.
Or something.
Me.
I don't know.
Me.
Right. Are we ready?
Yeah.
Fucking hell. First
We're
question.
Eager. Eager beaver.
Who is...
Look at my pussy. How can you go eager beaver?
I didn't, did I look
you at did.
I looked at
You literally looked straight into my flap.
God, it's aggressive down there.
Anyway,
yeah.
Question one. Who is the biggest diva? I'm going to count you in, right? And then obviously, whoever you think it is, you lift up the paddle, yeah?
Go on, let me in there.
Okay, 3, 2, 1. Ooh, girl.
Yeah.
Why?
100%.
I just have that aura.
I know. I've shared a room with this man. We are having the aircon on. I do not give a fuck if it makes you ill.
Oh my God, and it
did,
didn't it?
I remember Joe being like, please, because I'm going to get a blot nose, so I'm going to be really ill. And he's like, fuck.
I remember, I think I wrote like an IOU. Like,
yeah. No, you wrote me a note. You were like, don't touch the aircon.
Oh, yeah. I wrote you a note as you were going to sleep and like tucked it in and was like, I've put the aircon on really high. Night.
And we woke up and we were like,
yeah, to like, be fair, I did feel ill that day.
Exactly, Grace.
One of them.
Yeah. Lost Mary said that fucking aircon will not give mix.
Never.
This next one is going to be close.
Mm. Okay.
Who acts the worst when drunk?
Ooh.
This is hard.
Okay.
Right. Three, two.
Oh, it's hard.
One.
It's the crying over the chips and that.
That one, I can never get over that.
I'm meal. Just thinking of Jack Will's trips.
Yeah.
Like nearly killing you.
Billy!
Billy!
Pussy! Yeah, that video to this day is the funniest thing I've ever watched.
Sorry, I'm
clitoris!
Inserts clip.
Yeah,
I just
it was the Milky Mummy for me. It was you squeezing that thing saying Milky.
Everything keeps me up at night when I'm drunk. And so will this. My eyes are starting to sag already.
No, I think that topped me to a degree. Because I sometimes think on a brand chip, like, you want a brand chip? Be sensible. Then look over the corner of the room and I think,
I'm just
you're
swinging
right.
the tits
like,
around.
Yeah, your head's like, I don't think you got that drunk in the Ibiza house, or did you?
Fell asleep with Little Mix blasting.
Blasting in my ear
yeah.
with everyone
just
in the hot tub.
Your love. You were like, You were like, Tutankhamun.
I remember trying to sext Billy as well. I was like, want to see these.
Sext Billy?
Yeah, yeah. Well, blackout drunk, I woke the next day. I was like, let's not discuss that.
You were like, shitty nipples.
What I think. That was it.
Yeah, you were drunk because like they're almost killing me.
And I had to go at James. I was like, get me a blanket. Get me it. And he was like, shut the fuck up. And I was like, oh, yeah, okay. Like,
what time was that? Like 6 a.m. in the morning?
Do you know what it was?
Like 5 p.m. actually. So that's good. Yeah.
Those trips, though, it's like, for me, they say you can have anything you want, right? And I was like, bite cream. I need to go to hospital. Cream. And they're like, sorry, we've got a 24-hour open bar. I'm like, no.
I've got bite cream.
My leg's going to fall off. I've got like
he
leprosy.
He looked like the elephant man in Ibiza. I've never seen anything like it in my life.
Yeah, anything you want, me. Antihistamine and bite cream.
And an Imodium.
Third question. Who starts more arguments? My eyes went a bit funny there.
Yeah? Oh, God.
Who right. starts more arguments? We're going to go 3, 2, and 1.
Okay.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah. Girl.
I'm not very confrontational.
Yeah you're actually really like...
Yeah, you're quite... Quite good. You are quite...
No,
actually, I'll just slag them all off.
No, yeah, I was just... Sorry. You are fine. And then you come home and you message us and go, you know that... yeah, did you see the way she looked? I'd be like, okay, Grace.
But I've got this new thing where I just like, I've got to deal with this in the moment and I shouldn't be doing that because 9 times out of 10 I'm drunk.
As long as it's not with me, that's fine.
Joe told us a story that someone like said something behind your back in a club. You literally said it this morning. And everyone was going like, Joe, calm down, it's fine.
My mates with me were like, don't rise to it. And I turned around, I was like, who the fuck are you talking to? And they're all looking at me and they're like, no. Like, you know when people
calm
go to you, they're
down.
Probably like, you're going to let yourself down.
Yeah, you're going to regret this in the morning.
Yeah, and I did. The anxiety was unreal. I laid in bed and I thought, I just had this flashback of this poor guy's whites of his eyes. I was like, who the fuck? Anyway, you know, that was fine. Yeah, we learn. We live and learn. Life's about learning.
Question 4. Who is more organised? Do you think?
Right, go on then.
3, 2, 1.
100%.
Really?
Billy's my organiser.
So it's not really you?
Yeah, no, it's, do you know what? I'll back this because the airport, when we went away together and Grace bought every single toiletry under the sun in her carry-on.
Oh, £200 worth of
toiletry. You nearly got arrested at one point. They were like, you are taking up too much time.
She was fully, you're going to have to blurt this, but it's like she was about to make on the plane.
Yeah.
The amount of liquid she brought, I thought, fuck me. No wonder they're going to pull you at border control.
I was like, Joe, I don't understand what's going on.
You were crying at the bin like, my molly, mate.
I was like, me pink honey brums. I couldn't believe it. Like,
you literally turned up with a bag.
And I did the walk of shame to the bin and everyone in the line was going.
Yeah, and then when we saw you, we were like, oh, how much have you got left? You pulled out this tiny little bag and it was like that.
It was watching you try to contour with like, I didn't even know what you're trying to call it. It was like chalk.
It was chalk. I was like, can't wait to go to the Love Island final with this.
To be fair though, I turned up that morning and I'm pretty sure it was like 5, 6 a.m. and there was a whole bottle of wine gone on the side.
Probably ours.
Oh, we were drinking Whisper and Angel in the queue for passport control.
It was 5 a.m. and I was like, swig it quick. And we were like,
honestly, the whole day. I was like, Grace, I've never done this before.
No, because Grace, they said she didn't know. They were like, no liquids. And then you had like half a bottle. So you two were just like,
I'm sorry, I'm not going on without it. Fuck them.
So basically, if you didn't have Billy, your life would be amazing.
No, I can't. Even my Hannah's like, why do you not check your fucking diary? I'm like, the stress it causes me. I'd rather not know. Yeah, just tell me when
Billy
to turn
up.
He is. He loves a time tree calendar. God bless.
Next question. Who gets more jealous, would you say?
Ooh,
in terms of what?
Yeah, like in what?
Just like men or?
Should we say men? Should we say with partners and stuff?
Like
partners.
Okay, yeah, okay, yeah. Yeah.
3, 2, 1.
100%.
Ooh, really?
I'm a horrible bitch.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm single.
So, yeah, but when also, you did have boyfriends, you're not really
when
jealous.
When I did, I'm kind of like vibey.
But I think it's because you know you're the better half there.
Oh, girl!
Jesus Christ.
No,
I do feel like, I do rate myself. Not saying you don't
I think you've got good, you've got good confidence though.
Sorry, I'm just a bit
you're
tied
like,
up.
You've got like such a good relationship going on that if I was you, you're right, Jules, sorry.
Carry on, please.
Are we interrupting?
No, yeah, please.
Yeah, it's true. I know Billy wouldn't cheat. What? Sitch this like 6 months from now and he's cheated.
No, never. Never. No, I feel like, I just feel like you're in such a good relationship that healthy jealousy like happens.
I just know he's attractive. That's why I'm like, you can all fuck off.
I know. You know what? City boy recruitment. You know the girls.
Signet ring.
Spread them open in Slug and Letters for that. Do you know what I mean?
That's why we don't go Slug and Letters.
wait. Bar one. Am I really lost? Who's purple and who's orange again?
I'm purple.
Grace is purple.
Cool. Just checking. Oh God.
Okay.
All right.
This next one.
Yeah.
Answer it how you will.
I'm so sorry. Do you know what? I'm surprised.
That was a Little Britain laugh.
Guys, I'm sweating. Give me a minute.
You're sweating. Yeah.
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 Okay.
The body suits come off.
The flaps are out.
The flaps are out.
Good finger on the gay side. That's all I'm going to say.
Guys, you've got my body suit. Ah.
No. No. Wait, is it meant to be tucked under?
Yeah.
Back to where we set off.
Yeah.
Yeah, we all good. All tucked in. Yeah. Got right under there, didn't you?
Yeah.
Right. Who has the higher body count?
Cool. Wait. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, go on. I know.
Go on.
I know.
Yep.
3, 2, 1. Oh!
You're lying.
Who's lying?
Huh? Yours is 10.
Yeah. No, I'm just a slag for a kiss.
No, and you're actually, this is a lie because, not about that, but you're a relationship boy.
Mm.
And when you're single for the 1 month that you're single, you sleep with like two people.
But can I just say?
Tell me.
I've turned a new leaf.
Fuck off.
George, haven't I?
It's been a month.
No, lie.
George, haven't I? No, but
it's been a month.
Next month, you're going to be like, guys, I love this man.
Yeah. I'm trying my best to stay single. I'm trying to turn this new leaf, be independent.
Okay. I love how that's your problem. Like.
Okay. So.
Yeah, that was me. Sorry.
You know what? I just think single over summer needs to happen.
I agree.
No, you don't.
I meant for you, not me.
I agree.
You don't.
I meant for you. I love my boyfriend.
I love him.
To my head.
I begin to pass out.
Right. My head hit the wall. Boom. Who is more likely? Oh no, sorry.
Okay.
Who is the worst at keeping a secret?
Oh.
3, 2, 1.
Fucking hell. No,
because let me just tell you, whenever I see Joe, he's like, don't tell anyone. Yeah. I'm not meant to tell you this.
But. I need that on a t-shirt.
Yeah.
It's all I say.
Don't tell anyone.
Yeah, I weren't meant to tell you, but.
Yeah. Keep this a secret, but. Next thing, everyone in fucking from Billericay to fucking Southend knows what's going on.
Very specific.
Billericay.
You know what I mean?
Billericay.
I love going on holiday.
Everyone from Bash Vegas to Acne knows.
Can't be honest.
Okay. Right. Who is more likely to get cancelled? I know this one.
3, 2, 1.
Yeah.
And that's why I have management.
Yeah.
Because.
If you didn't have management.
Because sometimes we'll be talking in a group and I'll say something and everyone goes, ooh.
Outrageous, isn't it?
And then I'm like, oh no, that was, the line has been overstepped.
I think I've been out of you when it's happened as well.
You every day. Sometimes when I'm drunk as well, I'll say things and wait for the laugh and it doesn't come. And I'm like, no, sorry. Yeah, that was.
You always laugh me for a laugh.
Can we say this? Can we say this? So, you came to my tour. Who said that? No, so you guys came to my tour and I was getting ready in the dressing room and Joe was there and there was like four other people, including Billy's mum, my hairdresser, every fuck was in this room,
The London date.
Yeah. And I thought you were talking about your mum and Joe was going, she's really ill, you know, like she's really, you know, she's old, she's blah, blah. And I went, oh, if she was a dog, you'd put her down. And he was actually talking about his dog.
Who is actually really ill
and really old. And the silence, I have never heard anything
and normally,
like that.
I would normally laugh everything. No.
And Joe just looked at me like,
but what's
you, even? You said I should put my dog down. And I didn't know how to, and I was like,
not good for the friendship nerves.
Yeah, and I had to go anyway. And then no one said anything after I said anyway.
Do you know what's still a bit fucked about that anyway?
It haunts me. What?
You thought it was about mum.
No, but you know, I know Lisa's not going to die.
I'd say, you know, put your nan down, put your mum down. Do you know what I mean? It's just figure of speech, isn't it?
And as soon as, of course, it's about Dolly, I was like, for fuck's sake, girl's been in surgery. I felt so bad.
She's fine though. She's a fighter.
No, but I had to voice note you like a week later, being like, I keep like jolting in my sleep because I'm cringing.
Every dream, you're like, Joe.
No, and Billy kept. He was like, you need to message Joe because like this is really taking over your life. Like the cringe from this, and I was like, no, it is.
You to the Speakman's next time on the pod. Yes, I've got
one
this,
time.
This fear about making jokes about dogs. Jokes about yeah. Anyway,
right. So we got to the bottom of that.
Yeah. I don't even know what the question was.
No, neither.
Right. Who is more friendly to fans? 3, 2, 1.
I know it's me. I know it's me.
Why?
I get scared that people, if say one, even if I've said this, I was like, it could be my mum's funeral. If actually, no, this happened at my granddad's funeral. The guy carrying my granddad's coffin went, you're off TikTok, aren't you?
Shut up.
And I went, is this?
The time.
The time. Yeah. I'm mourning.
Yeah.
I'm mourning.
I can't.
So I get scared to say like no or be rude or anything. Not that you're ever, like we're ever rude.
No, but I feel
like, I just get fucking scared.
Well, to be fair, if we are, we're not rude, but if we have got an opinion, we just take the photo and we'll take our opinion elsewhere.
Yeah, it's true.
And the last question of this round is who is more likely to get kicked out of an event?
Okay.
Yeah.
3, 2, 1.
100%.
Really?
100%.
Why? Alcohol?
We're very in sync.
Do you know what it is? I think together we'd get kicked out.
Yeah, yeah. Not well. Solo. I think that like if we were at an event and hammering it, yeah.
If this reminds me when HLD had that. Do you remember the first podcast we filmed together on mine? Mm-hmm. We were fucked
up.
Oh
my God.
And
event hopping.
Yeah, and we went to my management.
Oh my God.
We went to my management event first, then we went to like a Boohoo one after, and I have never been more paralytic in my life.
That was
we were
such
like,
a bad
and
one.
Hannah
we
was
watched
like,
you and Izzy get changed in your hotel. Do you remember?
Yeah,
that?
I do.
Yeah.
And I remember, I thought we were talking like room voice, you know. But we walked in like, where's the bar? Like, it was so bad.
No,
it was so bad.
No, I haven't been that drunk in a while. And I remember we took photos together and I sent it next day. Like, I want to post one. You went, fuck me. We need to face
I
this.
Had like the gut.
Looked like
hell.
Ken and Barbie in those photos because we were like, oh, that was right. Do you remember we missed the photo wall? So we got people to hold up their phone lights. And we were like, this is great.
With two eyes looking other ways.
Oh, it's like Katie Price and Pete Andre. Yeah, do you know what I mean? We were absolutely slow.
We were fucked.
Yeah.
Anyway, good time.
What's the score?
I feel like that's a reoccurring thing with you too, like alcohol.
And whenever I go every to time. Like Shoreditch House or something for you, I'll leave and I'll have the worst fear the next day because I'm like,
what did I say?
Yeah, what did I do?
We're strong with our branding though. Like
yeah,
we're alcoholics,
brand.
At least you know.
Very on brand.
There's nothing worse than a secret alcoholic.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what the meaning of life is.
Yeah, what? Wine or okay. Vodka Crown. Speaking of which,
let's have a top up. Guys, that is end of round one. We'll see you back for round two.
Rachel and Adeji!
Round two. Right, welcome back to round two, guys. The scores at the end of the first round are on the screen, but they are 9-9. Very good. Neck and neck.
Add an extra 9, and that's what I'm calling when Grace is drunk.
You mean 2 9s? Oh, 9-9.
What, 9-9-9-9?
What, you mean 9-9-9-9?
Right, anyways, this second round is Who Wants to Be a Podcaster? It's reality TV and celebrity questions.
Oh,
we'd call it millionaire, but we don't want to get sued, you know what I mean? And yeah, this is 10 questions, multiple choice. Actually, they're not multiple choice.
Okay.
They're just general knowledge.
Yeah. Okay. Can you do this whole round in Australian, please?
Amen.
If you want me to do this whole round in Australian, I'll do it. Okay.
Thank you.
Right, question number one. Whiteboards at the ready. Bleep that. Bleep that. Bleep that. Number one, who is Amber Gill currently in a relationship with? Amber Gill, the one from Love Island. Oh, Grace is on it. Like a car bonnet. Fucking, why'd you write so close?
This is wrong.
That was a long answer.
Yeah, I don't know.
Grace is writing an essay currently. Grace is applying for Harvard as we speak. Right. So, flip it around and tell me.
I wrote Jessie J.
Football woman, maybe Jill Scott.
Oh, no, she does
does football.
She does.
She does.
Yep. The actual answer is Jen Betty.
Jen Betty.
Something like that.
I mean, sure, can I get a point for a J?
I think. As
you can like, fuck off.
Jill Scott or Jessie J? No, it's Jen Betty.
She's an Arsenal women's footballer.
Oh, is she?
Yeah, okay. And an England international. Anyway, question two, guys. Which One Direction star might be fighting Thomas Fury? If you don't get this, you've been living under a rock. You guys are writing essays.
Well done.
Oh, Grace is even... Look how close she writes.
I don't know what she's writing right now. Oh, I know what she's got.
Right. Yep. 3, 2, 1. Liam Payne with a hand. Liam Payne with a winky face and a cock. Again. Yeah, very true. Well, that's a point each, guys. Congratulations. You've got a point on the board. Right, question three.
Give us a minute. The rubber's only 1 centimetre big.
Sorry, girl. That makes all the difference in my world. Sorry. Sorry. Sorry, everyone. Sorry. Right. Jabba. Right. Which Harry Potter star is expecting their first child? Which Harry Potter star is expecting their first child? Maybe Harry Potter himself. Who knows?
Got enough to write.
Not the pen noise. Yep. 3, 2, 1.
Dumbledore.
Harry Potter, Daniel Radcliffe. Grace got it. Dumbledore.
He's dead.
RIP.
Well, Grace got
he's
one.
A child of God now. Okay.
Tyson. Oh, sorry.
It's not Rosie being
was that
like.
The answer?
No. Oh. It was Daniel Radcliffe. Well done, Grace.
It
wasn't
time.
Tyson Fury, was it?
No. Yeah. Yeah.
Who's oh my God, who's the love Tyson Fury?
He was head of Quidditch.
It's just noise right now. Anyway.
See that? Nothing left.
Right. Next question. Tyson and Paris Fury have announced they are having another child. How many children will they have in total? They've already got X amount of kids. How many with this one? More bank. Pick a number, any number. 3, 2, 1.
8.
Oh, Grace is closest with 6 to 7. It's going to be 7 children.
What do you mean closest? But that was 8. We were equal amounts.
Okay,
away.
Should we just... No, we can't give Jar a point and Grace is half a point.
Can we get a point?
Grace is half a point.
What am I?
You're half a point.
So it was 7.
It was 7.
So we're going to get half a point.
We got half a point.
Okay, Grace gets your half point.
Grace gets half a point.
Okay.
Oh, you got to get this one. Which 19-year-old actress announced her engagement this week? 19. She's a bit of a stranger to things. Do you like that joke? That was great.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks, Grace. Go.
It's Millie Bobby Brown.
Millie Bobby Brown. 11.
That's
her name. Yeah, I've just got scared. Yeah. Okay, that's a point each. Geezers and geezers. Right. Oh my goodness.
Fucking hell. This rubber is.
Oh, this one's a bit of a fucking stirring the old pot.
Oh, God.
Right.
Wow.
Who did the Sun reveal have been caught cheating again from the last year's Summer Love Island? Grace.
Knew it.
She knew it. It's all very tense in here.
Oh no.
Go on.
No, wait, I wrote it and then I tried to add an accent at the end. Quite ready.
3, 2, 1.
Is it Davide?
Adam Collard? It's Davide and Ekin-Su. Apparently there was messages found.
I'm not saying saying shit.
Yeah, and she goes, Adam Collard.
Well,
right
that
then,
was a
you
fair
know.
Guess.
Yeah, you fair. Know, well, if the Sun says it, then it must be true.
Oh God. Next question, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Which singer's Netflix documentary dropped last week, April the 5th? Cause I'm not ready.
Well, you fucked it now. Lewis Capaldi.
You both got it anyway.
I know, but don't give it to us on a silver platter.
I'm not ready to find I didn't have to forget me.
Oh, a little choir going on. Even after all this time.
Who recently shut down rumors that they were dating Leonardo DiCaprio? What English female? Oh, steady on, Grace.
Maya Jama.
Whoop, whoop.
God, yep. We're really into our pop culture, aren't
you guys? You guys are smashing it.
What do you mean?
guys, this next one is, I didn't know this was a thing.
Okay.
Are we all ready?
Yeah.
Everyone's good?
Yes.
Who has been rumoured to be joining the cast of American Horror Story in season 12?
Is that still going?
Apparently so. Never watched a season.
I feel like I've got this one in the bag.
She's got a...
George! No.
She's got...
I need to get up a point. She's got a... I need to get up a point because Grace got half point. Shut up.
She's got a fat bum.
Girl!
It's Big Lado. It's Nicki Minaj.
Not the eyes rolling. It's Big Lado.
Cardi B, Joe actually got that one right.
It's Kim Kardashian.
Why the fuck is Kim Kardashian?
How did you not know that?
Cardi- I just haven't heard about that.
Kim Kardashian is in the next series of American Horror Story, allegedly.
Love you, Kim.
Love you, Kim.
And the last...
Kim, I know you're an avid viewer of Not My Bags. Thank you for watching.
It's the 1% of America watching it. Thank you!
Thank you. What time is it?
Oh. Right. Last question of this round of Who Wants to Be a Podcaster.
Yep.
Which Netflix show is being turned into a stage show?
Oh, wait. I wish it was drunk, so I know this. Hold on.
Oh.
You take your time. Take your time if you're flying through this.
I don't know.
We've said one of the actresses' name in the questions.
Really?
We have.
If this is true, then that's like mental.
Stage show.
Okay.
Right, ready?
Yes.
Yep.
You've both got it right.
Strange things. I mean, he gave it away, to be fair.
Brown. I was thinking of Kim K for a bit.
Yeah, you've got Cardi B.
Cardi B. Girl.
So,
girl.
The end of the scores at the end of that round are Joe has 16 points, Grace has 15 and a half. Saving Grace is slacking. There is only so half exciting. A point in it. But yeah, thank you for watching round two. We'll be back in 1 second for round three.
Rachel Adedeji,
round three. So this is actually a new round, right? And we're going to call this One Hit Wonder.
Okay.
Where basically, I'm going to
talk about like that.
As I was saying before Joe called out someone, this is a new round. It's basically where you're going to get, are you okay?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to both hear 1 second snippet of a famous phrase from a reality TV star or whatever. And then you're going to have to guess who it is, what the phrase is. If you get that, you get a point.
Mm-hmm.
We might, if we're generous, do half points if you get the name of the person but can't tell me the exact phrase, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay, fine.
All good. So.
There's a lot to play for.
The first phrase is, and I might have to put it in the mic and then
let you guys listen.
Cool. So the first phrase is.
Candy.
What?
That is hard.
What? Candy. Candy.
Oh.
Candy.
I feel like Grace has got it. DFS, the sofa store you need near you. In Brighton, Basildon, and Southend. Now 50% off.
I don't know.
I need to get a presenting job doing voiceovers.
Ready?
No, wait.
So. Reveal your answers in 3, 2, 1. You ain't ever going to get this candy, GC. Yep. Gemma Collins, you ain't ever going to get this candy. Let's find out.
You ain't ever going to get this candy.
Right, you guys smashed that. I wouldn't even got that.
It sounded like Andy.
You see, I heard handy and I thought handy.
Originally, I thought it was going to be get me out of here. But then I...
Get me out of here, handy.
Handy.
Yeah, get me out of here, get me handy.
Right.
That's what Billy would say. Anyway. Next question.
Yeah, next question, number two. I'm going to play it to these guys first and then you.
Weapon.
Sorry.
The word's weapon, okay? You can't really hear it.
Oh,
weapon. They're good. They've got their good knowledge.
I don't know whether this is right. I don't think it is.
I don't know if the quote's right.
I don't think the quote is right. I can't remember it. She's going to kill me for that.
Wait. Oh, fuck, wait.
Give me the quote, guys.
It's Chloe Burrows.
I'm an absolute weapon, Chloe Burrows. I'm a fucking weapon. Yeah, right.
Oh, fuck.
Well, wait.
Are you serious?
What?
I'm a weapon.
Are you serious? I'm a weapon. I'll give you both half a point.
Okay, fine.
Because that was you basically.
I just had fucking into the take of it.
Absolute.
Yeah.
Guys, this is quite hard. Oh,
How
wait.
How did you sound like her?
When? And I was like, oh my God.
Tell you that.
Is this the next one?
This is tell you that.
Tell you that.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
Tell you that. I know this one.
Do it again.
I think this is right.
Tell you that.
Oh!
See?
I think this is right. Guys. My writing, my piss handwriting is terrible.
I am sweating up in these velour thingies as well. Like, it's my Gucci is sweating. I can't lie.
I could have my Gucci.
Sweat.
Fucking hell, I can't remember her name. Wait.
Wait, let me play it. Oh, Grace, what are we doing? Grace! What are we doing, girl? Joe. We've got to cheat.
She's got a fucking phone now.
We've got to cheat.
Grace.
Fuck is her name?
You can't just mid-game show just whack out your phone.
Grace. Grace on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Wait, give me a minute. Get it out of this wrap.
Can we count this down?
Three.
Wait!
Two.
Wait!
One. I need the answers. All she got was Amy.
I've got Amy / Amy and Curtis. I came here to tell you that I love you.
Well, let's find out.
I was coming back here to tell you that I loved you.
Fucking hell.
It's one of my favourite.
I can't, ever. Grace, I can't. I'll give Grace half a point because you had the phrase, you didn't have the name.
Okay, I got the quote though.
Yeah, that's why you get half a point.
To tell you
I love you. And he sits there and goes, I want to make everyone coffee in the morning. Right, this next one. Mm-hmm.
Don't give clues.
She's got this.
I don't know.
I wouldn't have got this one.
I don't know.
Oh,
it's literally two-word phrase.
No.
That's it.
Stop giving clues. You didn't give me clues the last one, did you?
You used your phone.
I don't know.
Okay, right. Grace, tell me. Oh, she's good.
Tommy?
Oh, fuck.
Tommy? What the fuck was that?
Grace with a point.
Steamy.
Yeah.
And this is a bonus round, but I actually haven't heard this one yet. This is news to me. Are we ready for it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You sure?
Yeah.
Yeah. One night, you're the one I'm sleeping one night. You know? Okay.
Decorum.
Oh.
Decorum. 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 Decorum.
This is a good one. Well done, producer Rosie. I like that. Why does Grace write so close to the board?
Can't see, darling.
That's why your glasses, darling. I am sweating. This velour is making me sweat one out. I can't lie. Woof.
I hope I've got this, otherwise.
Grace, I need an answer now.
George.
Now!
Won it. Oh.
You've got as much grace and decorum as Come Dine With Me, Enjoy The Money.
So I've got Come Dine With Me, striped shirt. You have as much grace
and
decorum.
Striped shirt?
He had a striped shirt on.
Yeah, that's not relevant.
Well, let's hear it.
It is, because I don't know his name.
Dear Lord, what a sad little life, Jane. You ruined my night completely so you could have the money, but I hope now you spend it on getting some lessons in grace and decorum, because you have all the grace of a reversing dump truck without any tyres on.
Me, how to fuck right. Up a lip sync monumentally.
Do you know what? I'll give you both half a point again.
You joking? I think we bossed that.
I think we both deserve
a point for that, George.
Can we have that to go into VAR, please? What? Rosie, what do you think?
We both got the quote.
Yeah. A point?
Thank you, Rosie.
Yeah.
Okay, I've just spoke to my officiator. And we're going to give you a point.
Yeah.
So at the end of round three,
it's a scam.
It is 19 and a half points to Joseph and 18 points to Saving Grace, aka Grace Barry, aka Pancake Slayer.
Get me another round.
So.
Round. I meant round.
What? Sorry, get you another round.
Okay. Another round.
We have, guys, that was end of round three.
Okay.
Join back in about a second for round four. Rachel and Adeji for the final round. This is round four. This is spill your guts. Or fill your guts.
Fill your guts.
Sorry, I had a technical issue in my ear. Is everything sorted? Yeah, it's fine. So I had a technical issue there, guys. Sorry, I just started a bit. Anyhow, we know this game, but I'll explain it for like new people, new Grace, etc. You've got the option of a classic tureen with tender chicken and turkey, made with natural ingredients. That's dog food.
I like turkey.
Or you've got a bit of sauerkraut. It's not any normal sauerkraut. It's golden turmeric.
It's disgusting.
And it stinks. It's like pickled something. It's grim. We've got two fresh spoons for you guys though, obviously, health and safety in that. But basically, this is where I'm going to give you a question, okay? You can either answer the question and out yourself.
Can't we have the sweet corn?
No, that's the prize.
That's the prize. You've just ruined it.
I can either give you the question and you can say it and out yourself and tell everyone and spill your guts and tell everyone how much you hate that certain person. Or if you don't want to do that, you've got to eat one of these. Do we understand?
Yes.
Okay. The first lot of questions is going to be for Joe, actually.
Thank God.
Okay. Yeah, we're gonna do you, Joe, first. Okay. Okay? And then we'll just save the best for last.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Joseph, your first question is...
Audrey. Mm-hmm.
Which TikToker have you refused to work with, say, on a campaign, or they're like, there's a day shoot and so-and-so's going to be there, and you've gone, no, I'm not going because they're there.
I don't think there's anyone.
I think that's a lie. And if you give an answer like that, which is a DNF, do not... What's fucking DNF answer. Stand for?
Fair.
Okay, so if you want to do a DNF / DNA, do not answer, do not finish the question, you'll have to forfeit and eat. Because you can't be like, oh, I don't think there is
not anyone that I've refused to work
That's
with.
Fine.
I've never done
you
that
You could
either.
Say that because you wanted to act. Do you know what I mean? There could be someone. I think there is the way you're smiling. You're telling me it was on a shoot. You'd be like, yeah. Yeah.
Who did you say?
That person was on a shoot.
If I haven't refused to work with them.
Can I smell it?
It's hot.
No, you won't want to eat it.
I can't open it. Have you been, Jim?
I don't know why I offered.
Are you been, Jim?
The drip.
There was drip.
Doesn't smell too bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wait until you eat it.
It smells like pickles.
Yeah. Right.
Oh.
So the first question was a DNF from Joe. So you're going to have to eat.
Oh, it gets worse and worse every week we do this.
It really does.
I need a shit now, I smell that. What's that done to my body?
Sauerkraut, also known as natural poppers.
Why have you done such a big spoonful?
Yeah, that's generous.
That's crazy.
Probably should eat right now.
Go on. That was huge. Eat it.
Can you explain the taste?
Pussy. I'm joking. It's way better than that.
George wouldn't know.
It's so sour.
Is it?
It's pubey.
A licky licky sweet.
A licky licky.
It burns.
Does it? God, maybe you are licking pussy.
Sorry, what?
It made sense to me.
That's the intrusion. What's winning? Yeah.
Oh, well, I've done it.
Right, Joe.
Let me smell your breath.
Oh, what do you want?
honking.
Honking. Like the breath is honking.
Joe, you're
that spelling that.
Two drinks in. How'd you do a can? Right.
Anyway. Okay.
Okay.
The second one, Joe. Order these people from most annoying. Fucking hell. I'll say it again.
Yeah. Because I know what's coming and I just know I'm going to have to eat this.
Order these people from most annoying to least annoying. I'm going to change one
most
of these.
Most what?
Most annoying to least annoying.
Annoying.
Great, right.
I'm going to change one of these names to...
I hope I'm not fucking...
Talia Storm, George Clark, Arthur Hill. Most annoying to least annoying or have a forfeit.
Actually, most annoying... I don't want to eat another spoonful. I feel a bit sick, right?
Okay, so most annoying will be the top answer. The first answer you give me. Working down to least.
I mean, look, being realistic, she's never said a word to me apart from shove a phone in my face and say, can you film a TikTok? So probably least, most annoying is Talia Storm. Arthur Hill, I don't really know. So put him in the middle. And then George Clark, like, obviously worked with a lot and I think he's decent, so, you know.
Okay.
That was such a good, like, that was diplomatic.
Yeah.
I thought I'd be a diplomat there.
Okay, great.
I don't want to eat any more of that shit. It's making me feel sick.
Joseph, how many people have you slept with since your breakup? I needed to state before this round, right? I didn't write any of these questions. First time I'm
also, this isn't a DNF, DNA. No one. I haven't slept with anyone.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, you actually haven't.
I haven't had...
Apart from me.
Intercourse. with anyone.
So. Okay, let me change the question.
Yep.
How many people have you done bits with since coming out of your breakup?
Crack that shit open.
No, because it's not that bad, is it?
Eat.
I know one.
Wait. Eat the sauerkraut.
You can answer this.
Right, so Joe did give me an answer, but he's decided to retract it and he wants to eat.
Yeah.
So that's fine.
Yeah, because I'm not ready.
Sorry, inside joke.
Why have you done a bigger bite? He's a sick. I think he likes it.
Yeah, he does. He does.
You think I like it? You want me to speak? Yeah,
I like it. I like that shit.
No, I actually get. Oh, it tastes like.
Why am I intrigued to have a bite?
Oh, you're going to be having one.
Oh, yeah, you're going to be
munching
away.
It's got this weird, like.
What do people put this on? Sandwiches?
I don't actually know.
Is it like pickle?
Any sauerkraut eaters in the comments.
Golden
turmeric.
Sauerkraut. Oh, that's not even.
Sauerkraut.
Sauerkraut.
It's called sauerkraut.
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 As you can tell, GK Barry is very well travelled.
Sauerkraut.
Sauerkraut.
It's sauerkraut.
Yeah.
not Grace calling sauerkraut sauerkraut.
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 Sauerkraut. Next brand deal with
Sauerkraut. Anyway, next question.
Right. This last one, again, I'm going to change it up a bit.
Oh, God.
Have you ever been on any dating apps when being in a relationship?
No.
No?
No.
Never like thought, let's download Grindr to see who's about?
No.
No,
I haven't.
I'm loyal, babe.
Yeah, no, I actually haven't done that, no. That's a bit of a weird fucked up thing to ask, is it really?
I just was trying to get to the bottom of...
Bottom of what?
I don't know.
Bottom of what?
Bottom of you, darling.
You've got questions, bring them up at the next family roast.
Something like that.
Not the podcast.
Something like that.
Bring it in.
Right, Joe, you did okay there. You did well.
Thank you. Yeah, I had to retract my answer for one of them, but that's fine, because I was not ready to answer.
Yeah.
That's fine. Anyway, Grace.
Grace.
Saving Grace, aka GK Barry, aka Pancake.
You didn't have permission to say that.
Why did you do that?
Pancake.
That was the most sensual thing I've ever seen.
Pancake. What me?
I should call you
Get off her.
Not Central C, you're Central G.
Are we seeing this? I'm sorry, what? Did I miss something?
The way you thought you did something with it, so you went, Central Jail.
You thought you did something.
That was so good. That's anyway. So good, sorry.
Sorry.
We'll clip that. That was good.
Thank you.
We'll clip that, Rosie.
Clip that.
Right. Well, are you right, girl?
Sorry, I'm trying to get onto you, darling. Right, Karen.
Okay.
Anyway, ciao.
All right, Grace's questions.
No.
Again, you've got the same as Joe to start with.
Okay.
Which
you
TikToker?
Dog food, by the way.
What?
You Mine's can have dog either.
Food. Oh, fucking hell.
No, yeah, you can have it.
Has anyone been sick eating dog food?
No. Will liked it.
Will liked it, actually. He's into all that, though, isn't he?
Yeah.
Sheep and all that.
Fucking dog.
Don't say shag sheep.
I said, I didn't say that.
Oh.
You just said that. Don't say shag sheep. When did I say
Even
that?
Though I love to do that. Sorry, carry on. No, I meant him.
Any holes a goal for George at this point?
Guys.
Ram.
Can you fucking put the lid on that?
Yeah.
I just got a whiff of it. Ever. Right, carry on. What's me questiono?
The first question for you, Grace, is which TikToker have you refused to work with?
I actually have never refused to work with a TikToker. I've never done that.
I feel that's a DNF.
No.
I gave you a DNF.
I've actually never done that. There's been people that I didn't like on shoots.
Who?
Fuck off. That wasn't the question.
I am David Dickinson and I've changed Christian.
I've never done that. No. So that's an answer to the question, surely. I've never done that.
Rosie, this is too easy.
Yeah, but I've never done that.
If she's never done it, she's never done it.
Okay, fine.
I'd like to have done.
Have you ever sneakily gone through Billy's phone?
Yes.
T.
Really? And found fuck all.
Bless him, I know. Oh, I know. The most Wait. You'd find is a list of your favourite
No,
snacks.
The only thing that I went through.
Oh.
Oh my God.
I went through because I thought, how would maybe Billy cheat? Who's he been sending TikToks to? So right. I went through who's been sending TikToks to.
I was probably
to.
On that list.
Yeah, no, it was, and it, there was nothing there.
Me and George.
That's the only time I've ever been through his phone, and I found nothing, so. Thank you, Billy.
She's doing good. So funny. Out of every app, TikTok.
I just thought, like, if you're flirting with someone, you'd send them TikToks, wouldn't you?
True.
Yeah.
All of these influencers, from most annoying to least annoying, Eden Harves, Belle Priestley, George Clark. So good.
Sauerkraut's looking lovely, isn't
it? The thing is...
No, you're eating it now. You picked it up. You can tell us after.
Oh, you've got to have a bigger spoonful than that.
No, no, that's generous. That's fine.
It's just the hanging bit.
Okay.
Blowing it!
Blowing it like it's hot!
Oh my God.
Okay.
Oh my God.
I'm scared. I'm actually...
No, it's fine. It's
no,
too
it's
fine.
Fine. It's just a bit hot and like weird texture and that. Not swallowing it straight away. You
I
like
that?
Yeah.
Dog food for the next
feral.
One. Dog food. Yeah, feral. You are feral.
Suck a pickle.
Suck a pickle? Nom, nom, nom. Or like a pickle?
Like a pickle.
I thought you said suck a pickle.
Ooh.
That shit's nasty.
It does have a bit of an aftertaste, that, all right?
So I've gone to like merge two questions into one.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you not let Billy put his Insta on public?
Uh-huh.
And why has he never been on the podcast?
So here's my answer to this. Number one. Billy's not public because the only people... No, so when me and Billy first got together, I said, I'm not having a public relationship, right? I'm not doing that shit where...
That lasted all of 2 weeks.
No, but I'll put him on my TikTok, whatever, but it fucks me off. All of his follow requests are 16-year-old girls. It fucks me off, right? So he's not going public.
Fine.
Okay.
Because I know they're going to be like... Billy, like, I'm just not doing that.
How many followers do you think
he has? His follow request, I think he'd have about 10K.
Right.
I'm not joking.
Okay.
And 16-year-old girls love that. And I'm not having them get into my relationship. I'm just not fucking doing that.
Yeah, but like, he'd even bat an eyelid.
I mean, no, he does a bat an eyelid, but I know, like...
But you know they're
you know when
you're sending, like,
you
pics.
Know public relationships, people love to fucking stir the pot about just pointless shit.
And also, they would send pics. I've had Fanny sent to me.
Yeah.
And so I'm 25 and gay.
But Billy doesn't care. Like, he's very, like, I don't give a fuck, like, whatever. And also, he's going to be on the podcast once we've been together, like, a year, and we're going to do, like, a year...
Special.
Can I host it? Because...
Yeah, fine.
I did set
I just
you
burped,
up.
It smelled like that.
Did it? Nice. I did set you up. Well, can I have a feature? Can
yeah,
I come
exactly.
in and just
yeah.
be like,
yeah, exactly.
can I bring in the present?
Yeah. But I just wanted to make
boy.
Sure we, like, after a year,
it's
we're
solid.
Like, and I know, but realistically, me and Billy will probably just grow old together at this
yeah,
point.
Yeah.
So I'm fine with it now, but you never know. Obviously, when you first start dating someone, you don't know their intentions, but
yeah.
I know Billy does not give a fuck.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
yeah. That's my answer to that.
Oh,
stop okay. following him.
Yeah, just don't
stop
follow
following him.
Stop requesting
stop
him.
Following him.
It's never gonna happen.
Yeah.
So that is the end of the fourth and final round, right?
Yes.
There can only
yes.
There can only yes, be
yes. one winner, and it's not Rachel Adedeji because she's not here.
I like that.
We miss you, Rachel.
But there is a winner here.
Yep.
And it's one of you two.
Well, obviously,
I hope so. Yeah.
Two
but
players.
Yeah.
Do you like me?
Yeah, that sounded better in my head.
Yeah.
But the loser will have to face a forfeit of the dog food.
Okay.
Who do you think's won? Actually, I want to find out.
I think Joe might have won. Because I was half point down.
But then you did bring it back in the last round. I ate once. Twice.
I ate once.
Times a lady.
I don't know.
It's a suspense killer.
It's a close call. Yeah. It's a close call. It'll just spout.
Great.
Yeah.
Out of all four rounds? Mm-hmm. You got 21 points.
Mm.
It's not bad. It's
Thank
your body
you.
Count.
Thank
man.
You. I'm Maya. No, I'm joking.
Oh,
Joe.
Yeah, plus 100. Nottingham.
Joe, you got 20.
No.
Two and a half.
Oh, girl!
Oh, do you know what?
That's not right! That's not right!
Someone's not happy.
That's not
The only time Not My Bag has beaten Saving Grace in any form of chart.
That's not right.
So I will
I
take
ate
this.
Once.
But you were losing all previous rounds.
Oh.
You drew in the first round. Joe beat you in the second. Joe beat you in the third. And then you might have beaten
well,
by a point.
I hope you enjoy your classic. Do you know what? I love a tureen. I'm not the jelly.
Are you fucking joking?
I love a tureen.
It looks like pate.
You like pate, no?
Fuck off with that bigger spoon.
This does look like pate, to be fair. That should be fine.
That doesn't look pate.
What do you mean that should be fine? I have... Holy shit.
Oh my God, it really
smells.
It smells
like pussy.
It's Do you know what? Do you remember that time when I went with Billy to strip club?
Yeah, it smells
and then,
like.
And then she lapped up.
I cannot
me,
actually.
And it smelled like this.
Explain how. And this has been sat here for 2 weeks.
The strip club smelled
when's
like
this. When's the best day by day?
It's not meant to be refrigerated. It's fine.
Yeah, it's not meant to be refrigerated.
Guys, it's green.
The best. Oh, fifth of the first 25.
Oh, you're sweet.
You've got another fucking 2 years.
Yeah, exactly.
You're sweet, girl.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh, God. Just do it. Literally, just do it.
I'm a metaphobe.
Just literally do it.
Wait.
Just do it.
Put it all in.
All in.
Oh! Oh, fuck. Wait.
Grace, there is dog food on the floor now.
God, that's
I got jelly.
I got jelly. Go.
Oh, that's honking.
Oh,
that's...
Oh no.
Oh no.
Oh no, I can't.
It's in my teeth.
Why did your eye twitch like that?
Oh, wait.
Oh no.
Oh, just bit out.
Oh no. Yeah. Oh no.
Mummy, please. Say mummy, please.
Mummy, please.
So, guys, there we have it. That was it. Grace did lose.
Eat shit.
But you are at heart.
Can you
queen.
Eat a bit of dog food?
No, I'm the host.
Because
when have you ever seen Jeremy Clarkson do anything?
I actually worked
David
on a farm.
David Dickinson.
Jeremy Clarkson.
Wait. Eat a bit of dog food.
That's been on the floor.
Yeah.
I'm not eating dog
some
food.
Some of your standards. Eat it.
That's rude.
Eat
I'll deduct
it.
Points.
Eat it.
Actually, I think Joe should eat some.
I agree.
No.
You two are my guests. You've let Grace eat it. The only decorum thing is for you to eat it now.
But I won.
Did match Grace.
Mentally, in my head, you didn't.
Yeah, there we go. That was hard.
I don't think I can eat
it. Yeah, you can. We ate it last week with Farmer Will and Jesse.
But I didn't eat it.
You can.
And this is... Joe. I will be sick.
There's a bin over there.
It tastes like pate.
Joe, think of the views. Eat it.
Do you think anyone wants to watch me eat pate?
Yes. Thank you.
Maybe the bit that's not been on
the floor. Nah, it's all right. It's clean. We clean the floors. There's cleaners on this building. Joe.
It smells, no.
Eat it.
This is a strip club from
20. Put your gum out and that in and then put your gum straight back in.
No, you can't chew gum with thingy. Go on, Joe. 3, 2, 1. Straight in. Go. 3, 2, 1. In. In. 3, 2, 1. Chew. Why are you sucking on it? Just chew it.
What did you swallow?
I swallowed it. How?
Oh.
I swallowed it. How?
No, don't move on to a different... Well...
I swallowed it. How?
I might take a step back from hosting these things. Because I feel like I may not
That's
get to sleep
That's disgraceful.
Tonight. Yeah.
I'm like a pelican.
I've seen a lot today. I've seen...
I'm like a pelican, mate.
Okay. Cool. Well. Yeah, how did you find it, guys?
I didn't sign up for that.
No.
Joe goes, do you want to come on a game show?
This was a game
show. I said, yeah. No one mentioned dog food. No one mentioned.
Not my bag.
No one mentioned pussy.
Sorkanot. No one mentioned Sorkanot.
Guys, this was Not My Bag versus Saving Grace.
And
all we've got to say now is thank you, guys. Well, this is your podcast, but Grace, thank you so much for coming on again.
Thank you so much.
We love you lots.
It's been
a pleasure. Sorry, I'm doing it on shoelaces. It's been a pleasure.
It's been a pleasure as always.
It's been lovely to see you. Mm. We've got to do this more often. Mum needs you around for a roast. Need to sort that day out.
I'm round.
I'm thinking like a mating. She'll love that.
Guys, if you've enjoyed watching today, please rate us 5 stars on Spotify.
Oh, don't stop.
You know what? Don't worry about it.
Oh, he's giving Caesar.
Don't worry about him. If you're watching on YouTube, please like, comment, subscribe. Obviously, turn on post notifications. Follow our links and everything. Everything will be down below. Yep. Check out Saving Grace, but you'll know Saving Grace anyway. But guys, that is us for this week. We will see you again next week.
If we don't see you through a door?
No, if we don't see you in a week, we'll see you through a window. Sound like that. Sound like that, guys. Ciao.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, love.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.